The campaign ad in Colorado and other swing states is focused on energy.
Under President Obama, domestic oil production's at an 8-year high. So why is big oil attacking him?
The ad is a very sophisticated ad.
Colorado pollster Floyd Cerulli says targeting conservative strongholds like Colorado Springs and Grand Junction with an ad responding to rising gas prices is a way for the campaign to hold down the negative.
If you're going to try and reduce your losses in Weld County and El Paso County and Mesa County out in Grand Junction, you have got to have a sympathy for gas and oil. On the other hand, if you want to make sure you win this state, you also have to talk about renewables.
Which the ad goes on to do.
Colorado is uniquely perfectly positioned to, you know, look at and help provide the country with a whole array of energy.
Carol Browner headed the Environmental Protection Agency during the Clinton administration. She's now an advisor on energy to the Obama campaign, and she's quick to deflect criticisms from the right that the administration is doing a convenient about-face on clean energy.
You know, nothing has changed in the president's commitment since he came to office. And in fact, I think we've made some progress. We need to continue to make that progress. We need to build on what he's done to date. And I think you're going to see a debate about that in the presidential election.
Browner cites new policies promoting fuel-efficient vehicles as one area of progress. And while it's true, as the ad points out, oil production has also been on the rise during this administration. Much of that is due to an increase in drilling on private land, where the president has little purview. Think North Dakota and much of the Colorado Front Range. Nevertheless, despite his improving poll numbers, Mr. Obama is still quite vulnerable when it comes to high gas prices, says pollster Floyd Cerulli.
Not only do voters react very quickly to fuel prices, but as you know, it could slow the economy. If it does, Obama's very, very much tied to the economy.
Recent polls have shown the president ahead in Colorado from anywhere from 2 to 5 points, which has widely been attributed to the improving economy. But should those polls stay close, Cerulli says Coloradans should be ready for even more ads, mostly negative. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.